highly competitive game. What can you say? They have a great quarterback. I have a lot of respect for him, a lot of respect for how he handles the game, and even more so now that we played him again, how he handles the whole offense, the checks he makes, proper calls, changing protections. I mean, he does it all. So really their whole team, give them high compliments, please respect to them, and for how they played the game. For us, you know, we're creating a standard of what's acceptable. We have a high standard, and the players want to be held accountable to that. We didn't make enough plays today. There was plays out there. We left them out there, and I think that's the challenge. I think, there's probably a lot of things that took place in the game, but the big story would probably be the red zone. I mean, they had the ball on the 2, the 9, the 12, the 10, the 5, and they came away with 31 points off 5 opportunities. We had it on the 4, the 9, the 10, the 8, 4 times in the red zone. We came up with 16 points. So 3 field goals and a touchdown. They had, 4 touchdowns and a field goal. It comes back. So not only the red zone scoring on the offensive end, but defensively, getting stops, holding the field goals. He did a good job. You know, we tried to change some things up coverage-wise for him, some different things to show him than maybe we did in the past. And some we executed very well. Others, he got the best of it. So I'll even open to questions.
Were you able to talk to Alan Hearns after the game before he went to the hospital?
No, I was not.
How scary was that?
Well, it was, and he got knocked down and then he didn't move right away. I know when I was out there, he had some movement. So, I think that was a relief. But, I think the responsive part to hear that before I came in here was great.
Offensively, are there any common denominators in the red zone problems?
Well, we're looking at it. We've got different combinations we're putting out there. I mean, you saw there was times there was Julius and A-Rob and Marquise and Hearns were all out there. We're trying to spread them out a little bit more, trying to do some different things. They did a good job disguising their coverages and, making plays on opportunities. We took some time and we looked at over this, we had a couple extra days to really analyze it and the run game and the passing game. But, we had someone around the red zone fringe where we made some plays, but I don't know, we'll continue to look at it. It's a frustrating part of it, though.
You see Blake have 2 illegal forward pass penalties.
Well, it's situational football. Know where you are on the field, opportunities to get first downs. So it's just awareness where you are on the field and the decisions that you make. A part of it is we're trying to challenge, there's been a big emphasis. We're in the red zone. We need to make plays. We need to turn these into touchdowns. And, so he extended the play and was, competing to try to do that. And, just lost sight of where it is. So go ahead.
Follow up on the red zone. Were you really not in position to run it at all because you weren't?
We had a couple. I think there was 3 runs called, and it was a run-pass option based on the look they got. I think you saw it was a couple bubbles that we threw out in the perimeter based on the look. So we had like 2 or 3 called runs, but they're run-pass options, and Blake checked out of them.
TJ had some success off the first play with a swing pass and also a 21-yard run. Do you regret getting away from him a little bit?
Well, on the swing pass, we came back to it and ran it again. I think we hit Julius on it. But, that part was good to open up the game. I thought we moved the ball. We did. We moved the ball, but it was just, especially early, come down, move right down there. But nice to get 7, and then we did it again. And to get another 7. But we come away with 6 points. And I think, to only come away with 6 points right there is unfortunate for us because I think it changes the dynamics of the game and how teams approach it.
Defensively, the middle of the field seemed to be exposed the whole afternoon. What adjustments can you make for that?
Middle of the field, like in the red zone specifically, or where?
Just when Woodhead had a couple of catches on third down, and he had Gates in the end zone a couple of times.
Yeah, he did. We had some leverage issues that they got us on in the red zone. I know some of the angle routes that he did. He's very effective in the red zone. When they get him and Gates, obviously when you come into a game like that, Wooden and Gates are 2 prominent guys that they like to get the ball to. And they do some unique things in the red zone that are very challenging. And, they made it work. And, we wanted to get them in the 3rd and long situations that they did get in the red zone. They were 3rd and manageable, 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. We're just him to the flat. Sometimes it's a race to see who can, get to the first down marker, and they succeeded.
Some missed big play calls maybe, San Diego getting away with it?
No, I think they called one, that was
Blake seemed to be playing so well, but he's all of a sudden sort of regressing a little bit. Can you talk about that at all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he made some big plays. You know, he made a 4th-and-7, makes a critical play, you know, to Julius Thomas. So I see those plays that he's making, those flashes of things. You know, in the red zone, we just got to keep taking a look at it. The plays where he's trying to extend it, I don't know. Maybe we emphasize it so much he's trying to, you know, make a touchdown or get a touchdown down there. That, you know, he made a poor decision. But I see him make some of the throws and some of the decision-making that, you know, we're applauding. And, you know, but just those some critical times making plays, just when we're in that red zone, I think not enough there.
Well, you mentioned this third straight year Rivers has had success. What did you change up this time?
Just some coverage principles. It's hard. We went in the game. We did put some new things in, you know, to work on. We had an extra day, you know, to talk about as a staff. So we changed it up. It wasn't our primary call, but some change-up calls based on what they did. You know, he just does a really good job. Some of the sets, they go no huddle, but it's not a fast no huddle. It's a more of a no huddle to try to recognize what coverage you're in. And then he bases his calls off of there. And he manages the whole thing now. I don't know. You're going to say I'm thinking he's a game manager. He's not that. That guy's very good, very talented.
Missed tackles, a couple offside penalties, didn't create a turnover. Just feel like you put yourself behind the eight ball?
Yeah, the offside penalties where we jumped, you know, especially on third down. You know, we're trying to get off on third down. Sometimes that happens. It's not excusable because it gives them a first down. The one that was big, I thought, was the 4th-and-7. There, we changed up coverage. We forced him to hold the ball. He scrambled, and we got in a foot race. We lost contain on, and they got the first down. I thought that was a critical play in the game.
I was going to follow up on that play. Does one of your pass rushers have to be more disciplined?
Yeah, we ran a twist game, and the looper lost contain.
Guys, on those two red zone penalties by Blake, Bortles earlier on the season looked like he'd be cool with running to the end zone, taking the hit, also in the preseason doing that. What have you told him that may have made him think?
Right. I don't know if we've told him anything. I think that he's just trying to make things happen. I think there is in the red zone, there is opportunities for a quarterback to run the ball. And I know on the sideline, you know, we were talking about that. Hey, you got an opportunity, you know, and use your legs and run the ball, especially in the red zone, you know, in critical times. And, you know, so, you know, it'd be a great question to ask him exactly why I haven't had a chance to visit with him on that per se.
Interception before halftime, just a good read on their part.
Yeah, he made a good play. He made a good play. Well, it is. You know, now since they got a short field, you give Philip Rivers a short field with that kind of time. You know, you hope that at least they, you know, you try to get the ball out and then hold them to a field goal opportunity, and they scored. But I think we went in the locker room and we still felt like, hey, with the will of our team, we're going to come back. You know, we got to get a stop right away when we come out in the second half. That was really critical. I thought the defense had two good stops right away, I think, in the second half, you know, and, you know, forcing the punt. And we had good field position. And, you know, we've got to capitalize on that.
I encourage you. Were you with Julius Thomas's game? Over 100 yards for Julius
Thomas. Yeah, it was good. And not only just making the normal catches on first and second down, some critical plays, third down plays, fourth down plays. So that was good. I felt like, you know, he's, you know, just in his rhythm in practice, the consistency Blake is having now that he's out there for practice and getting multiple reps, I think that's helping out.
TJ, I don't think, had a touch in the red zone at all today. Why is that? Is that just one thing to slip?
No, yeah, I know. I there was opportunities. Like I said earlier, we had some run-pass options. Blake chose to check out of it to get to some other things based on the look they had. So there was a couple times they were called. But to look into more opportunities for him, I can't argue that fact.
How much is this hurt the momentum you built up with winning three of the last four and being in
a
team that looked like it was struggling?
Yeah, yeah. You know, we wanted to, I mean, it'd been great to come out of here with another win at home. I do know this, you know, being around great players and great teams, sometimes you don't get every one of them. You know, and I think that what I've noticed is good players, great teams, you know, what they do is they learn from it and they, you know, the struggles that they have and they bounce back and they respond quickly. And, you know, that's what we need to do and that's what I expect our team to do. So it is. I don't know if unfortunate is a word. I think there's something stronger than unfortunate what took place today. You know, so.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. You know, when we talk about, hey, we're out there, hey, we want to be our best. We want to be our best. Well, we weren't our best today. There's far too many plays that were left out there. So, yeah, that part's unacceptable.
Will there be a lot of changes after this? You're almost sounding like guys were missing assignments and not doing what they've been coached. So do you make changes?
Well, no, I think, you know, sometimes guys will press, you know, and try to, you know, not get away from what we're doing, but maybe buy splits and do some things. So it's really not getting away from it, but just, you know, trying to figure out as the game's going on. So.
Thank you.